With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If a Colorado Supreme Court ruling stands, voters in the state will not see Donald Trump's name on the presidential election ballot. The court has ruled Mr. Trump ineligible to run for president, citing the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The Trump campaign says it will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Record-shattering illegal immigration continues along the southern border. 12,600 people encountered by Customs and Border Protection on Monday. It's believed to be the highest single-day number since record-keeping began in 1960. The surge has many Trump voters, like Debbie Hopper in Iowa, longing for the days of Trump immigration and border policy.
Well, I think it's his personality. He really wants to do what's best for America. And that's what everybody wants, really, when you come down to it. And I think he can do it.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that tackling the immigration issue is long overdue.
I think we haven't passed a significant immigration bill since Reagan's second term. And so this is not easy, but we're working hard to get an outcome because the country needs it and the country needs it soon.
Republicans insist on making immigration reform and beefed up border security part of any Ukraine aid package. The White House and Democrats have resisted that, so the president's aid proposal remains stalled in Congress. Also at SRNnews.com, negotiations are continuing in attempts to get another ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A Philadelphia TV station's news helicopter crashed in southern New Jersey last night, leaving two people, the pilot and a photographer, dead. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower, the Dow futures down 57 points. This is SRN News. Australia's Catholic leader lays down the law.
Pope Francis has approved blessings for same-sex couples. The head of Australia's Conference of Bishops is warning all priests that they must comply. Archbishop Franz Lackner says priests are not allowed to say no. The gay couple seeks a blessing, essentially eliminating any conscientious objection by the clergyman. Lackner says, quote, the church wants to speak good things in the name of God to couples in non-regular situations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Baptist, Ukrainian Orthodox, and Greek Catholic churches will celebrate Christmas on December 25th for the first time in Ukraine's history. According to Baptist Press, the Orthodox and Greek Catholic churches will abandon their traditional observance on January 7th. It's an idea that's been suggested for several years. It's gained popularity after Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. One local leader said, now we will celebrate Christmas in unity. This is SRN News. Some states trying to figure out what to do with stockpiles of personal protective equipment left over from the pandemic. A lot of it's already gone to waste, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars.
Some of that PPE has been disposed of, either because it's expired or no one is willing to take it. An Associated Press investigation found that a little more than 15 states disposed of more than 18 million masks, 22 million gowns, a half million gloves, and more. Rhode Island says it shredded and recycled 829 tons of PPE, and Maryland disposed of more than $93 million in supplies. Expiration dates on PPE are set to ensure the equipment works as needed. I'm Donna Water.
The family of an elder in a Chinese church says he has been detained on fraud allegations. A U.S.-based Christian rights group says it's part of a larger crackdown by Chinese authorities on house churches. More details, SRNnews.com.